It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got an interesting situation brewing here where the Tigers have a chance to kind of finish this series off. Regardless, Game 1's going to be on Saturday here in Cleveland. But it is interesting to watch how the Astros are losing this. I wasn't surprised they lost to Tarek Skubal. Little surprised at a game that I think they had a really good chance at, that it was Detroit that blew this game open and not the Astros.
Well, when you look at this, Josh Hader came in, had all the makings of doing what he's supposed to do. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Bases loaded, or double clearing, bases loaded for three ribs.
So what's interesting about that is I think this is only going to stoke the Tiger fear here. This is not because I don't want to disrespect Detroit. I think earlier this week, with how we've talked about Detroit, people might think you should have appropriate fear of every team in the playoffs. There are so few, even now with the way they've expanded the playoffs. Arizona was an 84-win team, ripped off all the way to the World Series last year. So there's no, even if you think it's an easy out. But to me, the thing that's so tough to tell is it's a 3-game series. Like, and I know that 5-game series would then push you into, well, maybe then you have to bump the ALDS to 7 games, and then that means 7 games. All of a sudden, October feels like an elongated thing. I got to be honest with you. I don't know the value of a 3-game series for the first round. When you're talking about division winners going up against wild card teams, I actually think it puts teams like the Astros, who've won their division, I think it puts them at a massive disadvantage.
Well, and I would agree right there. When you're a division winner, you've done everything you're supposed to do in your division all season long. You played the best baseball. And then because the other two division winners have better win-loss records, you're stuck playing in a wild card. I don't like that scenario by any means. I don't know if there's a better situation other than you add another game, or you add 2 more games, for a 5-game series. But then, with that being said, too, you lose the division winners that are the 1 and the 2 seed, because now you're looking at like 10 days, somewhere in there. That's a long layoff for teams that have mojo going into the playoffs, and then they lose it.
So I think I like the catch 22 here. What I will say is 3-game series are fluky, and I almost can't believe 5-game series can have fluky things to them. I think one of the reasons why we have such parity in the playoffs is that 3- and 5-game series, it just opens up a lot of window. The less baseball you have, the more pressure there is on every at bat, every error, every little thing that happens. So, even in this Detroit series, I am going to be looking at this and going, you're going to see Skubal twice in 5 games. If that's the one that it goes, there's a lot of pressure there. But I just think when it comes down to a 3-game series, you can have, for instance, the Astros did not play bad yesterday. You were up against an ace, your best pitcher wasn't as good as their best pitcher, and you had a chance in the ninth inning, though, and then you just weren't able to. That's an acceptable loss. This is the one where it's like, yeah, you were down 2-1 at the time. Or sorry, you were up 2-1 at the time. So then you turn the ball over to your best reliever, and he kicks the game wide open. Maybe this makes it better, But that zero margin for error just continues to put. So I guess this is less. I don't want to indict just the whole three-game series thing, but I just think, like, I think the flukishness of it is what is where I stop people from going, let's not build Detroit into this mecca, because now they have to prove themselves at a five-game series level. And I think the longer series goes on, I think more the fact talent will out if you can't, you know, get a series over quickly, like in a three-game set.
Well, if this plays out, you know, with Detroit winning this game and they have to face the Guardians, I like now watching this game, I like the Guardians' chances against that lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about the Astros, that lineup, they have some veterans on there that have been there, they've done it, they've won it. You know, that's a scary scenario in playoff situation. You go to a five-game series, you have a team that's young. Yes, you have a manager that's been there and done it and experience, but he's not on the field. And, you know, you have players with the Guardians that are eager. They're willing to do whatever they have to do, especially at home. Having that home field advantage makes a big difference, too.
Have I got you to flip-flop? Have I got you back to team I'd rather face the Tigers? Because if I got the first flip-flop, I will take my victory lap here. And by victory lap, I mean I'm not moving off my fat ass.
I'm not going to give you kudos just yet.
Single kudo?
No,
you don't have to pluralize
even,
it.
Nope, not even single kudo.
I often ask Jeff Phelps, give me a kudo.
Maybe tomorrow, we'll see.
If you give me kudos, it's going to go to my head. Let's just be honest, all right? I'm prone to things going to my head. But you give me a kudo, and then I feel good about this. I just think we're in a really interesting spot. And, you know, we had Mandy Bell on yesterday. I asked her about this. I think I've asked everybody I've worked with this week about this opportunity for Jose. And it's so surprising to see Jose, as great as he is, it is so surprising to see that so far in his career, he has just not been a killer in the playoffs. And I think this is another opportunity to rewrite his own history in the postseason starting on Saturday.
Well, when you look at this, right now, with them having some time off, maybe it's going to give Hosey some time to reflect on what he did this season, what he's done over his career so far. And it's been a great career, you know, in the regular season. When it comes to playoffs, great players don't need to go above and beyond when they're great. I would put Jose in that great category. So, you know, looking at this from a player perspective, there's already pressure to win games. There's already pressure to try to win the World Series. What Jose does, though, is he puts a little bit more pressure on himself to maybe get that extra base hit, maybe get that extra home run. He doesn't need to do that in this series.
Well, and what I think is interesting, and by the way, if you're just joining us, the Tigers will be facing the Cleveland Guardians in the ALDS as they just finished off a two-game sweep of the Astros. So this might be one of those cases where I get what I wished for. We'll see whether that's a good thing for the Guardians or a bad thing. Speaking of a kudo, I didn't think Detroit was going to be able to do this against the superior team. The fact that they did this in two games in Houston, that this wasn't even a three-game set, is a very impressive feat by the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, any time that you can beat a team that's been there and done it, they have a World Series ring of recent, and you have veterans on that Astros team that know how to win in playoff atmosphere, the Tigers don't. I mean, they haven't been there for a while. Mm-hmm. And to watch this, you know, with these young guys and to see A.J. Hinch go against, you know, his old team, you know, it's huge for Detroit. It's huge for the city. It's huge for the organization. But they're going to come in to a powerhouse on Saturday here at Progressive, and it's going to be a lightning atmosphere.
216-474-0092. The Tigers advancing to the ALDS to face the Guardians here, Game 1 on Saturday. We will start with a vibe check. Now that we've seen the Tigers best the Astros in a three-game set and sweep them, are you still confident that the Guardians are going to be able to take this ALDS and make their way to the ALCS with Steven Vogt as a rookie manager? But we're talking about Hosey as I burp into the microphone like a real professional. And it's like a burp hiccup. I don't even know which one it was, but it was definitely one of, or both, or one of them. The thing about Hosey is he has had good series. He was really good in that Yankee series. I think he hit like 400 in that Yankee series. And there was the 2020 season where he got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs. He was really good there. Outside of that, I want to say he was good in the Boston series, but like those are his three best series. I think you need a whole Hosey run here. And I agree with you that he can't try and do more than he's doing. Like, just be Jose and you're going to be fine. But, you know, one of my favorite postseason players is Randy Arozarena, who in the regular season is a nice player, right? 20, 25, maybe 30 home run power, not going to hit 300 consistently, but just a good baseball player, outfielder with pop. And the guy goes into the postseason and he just wakes up. And now, how much of that is small sample size? I don't know. But, you know, for me, it's not like I think Hosey is, and I don't think this is much of a take. I think Hosey getting hot and being hot through the ALDS to the ALCS and beyond, that is the easiest way to win a World Series, is that guy taking over the playoffs over a max, what is that, 12, 19 games at most. If he can do that, not for a series, he's done a series, but do it for multiple series in a row, that's the easiest path to a dub for the Gardos.
So I think, you know, when we look at this, the biggest key for Hosey, like I mentioned a few moments ago, the other thing that I look at is missing your pitch. You're going to get your pitch at some point in the at-bat. In the playoffs, it's magnified. And I think looking at it moving forward is if he misses his pitches, it's going to be a long series for the guards. If he's getting his pitch, and I saw this a couple weeks ago, where inner half fastballs, when he's hitting from the left side, he's driving the baseball. If he can continue that trend, this guards team is going to go deep in the playoffs, with that being said.
Well, it's funny. I think the importance of Jose's power is really what we should be talking about, kind of what you're saying. I think sometimes we only talk about power as a home run thing. Doubles are important. Guys that can drive the ball to the gaps, that's huge. Home runs are the name of the game in the playoff. And I think Josh Naylor has shown you that his power and health have upped. I think Kwan has shown that. But I think when it comes to that, Naylor's differential here of power versus contact has probably slipped in the wrong direction. And even Kwan, like, is impactful as that extra, I want to say, I think he's doubled. Actually, a little more than doubled career high in home runs. As impactful as him hitting home runs is, no one's more impactful than Hosey. Because, one, you're going to get him extra at-bats because he's the three hole, he's in the top three of the lineup. And two, he's just the guy that you should expect. Like, he is the guy with a flick of the wrist, as we saw when they clinched the playoff spot. When they won the division, where he hits that home run in the eighth inning, that's what he's got to bring to the table. And I think there is a massive, massive, I don't want to say ignoring, because baseball has become so provincial, and so unless you watch the Guardians, unless you watch baseball outside of your home team, most people outside of Cleveland don't know how great Jose is. They know he's, you know, 6 WAR damn near every year. They know, well, yeah, he's, you know, the numbers look good, but they don't put him in the conversation with Judge. They don't put him in the conversation with Soto. They don't put him in the conversation with the elite of the Yordan Alvarezes, right? That's what this postseason also offers. When it comes to winning, you need Jose to be great. And be great across all three series, as far as you
can. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
You're going to the playoffs. You also need Jose to be great, because I think this is shaping up to be an important series that tilts his legacy one way or another.
Yeah, when you look at his legacy side of it, you know, he's had a great career.
I've said, right? For a while, his career is almost as good as his career.
Right. It's cameo. But, you know, looking at it as a whole, this young man could play into his 40s and just continue the dominance across the board, especially as a third baseman. We don't give him enough credit as being an above-average defender at third base. The remarkable, you know, day in and day out that he portrays of going deep in the hole, throwing across the diamond, and then also producing offensively. The thing that I look at, though, right now, and you mentioned it, the three-run homer in that eighth inning, guys have to get on base for them to have big innings. If guys in front of him are getting on base, and it's not even Kwan, it's not even if Manzardo is up at the top of the lineup, it's the guys at the bottom half of the lineup. Yeah. You know, that's where I think when you look at this team, if the longevity of this lineup is strong, 7, 8, 9, they have to get on base, then Hosey is going to do his thing. Because at that point, when you look at a team, especially like the Detroit Tigers, they're going to focus on Jose's not going to beat us. That's what they're going to look at. But if somebody else can beat them and then allow Jose to be himself, man, that's going to be fun watch on the offensive side.
So the thing you said, this offense has always been designed to be top heavy, right?
Yep.
The bulk of your production is going to be Kwan. Jimenez, if he does, you know, they kind of rely on him a little bit more than maybe they should at the two-hole. But whoever's at the two-hole, and then it goes Hosey, Naylor. With Lane Thomas, if he's in that five-hole, you got 1 through 5 that should be able to cook and eat most of the time. But when they do, that miracle 80-game stretch, that miracle you were getting top-of-the-line production out of your five guys, and then you were getting just enough. Every night it was a different guy. One night it's Bo. One night it's Schneeman. One night it's John Kensey. You know, one night it's this kid. One night it's Brennan. One night, that's the recipe. For this offense, listen, the offense is better than it was a year ago. I think they were top 15 in home runs. I think they're like 15th. So, or 12th. No, I think they had the 12th most home runs in baseball this year. I know you got the power. But now it is, can the top five be consistently good? And can you get just enough out of the last four? Because that's how the offense catch fire. And if the offenses catch fire and the bullpen does what the bullpen can do, there's such little pressure on the rotation, you can waltz to a World Series trophy. Now, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but that was the recipe when they weren't getting consistent starting. It was everybody doing something on offense, elite bullpen, and barely enough pitching. I think starting rotation. I think you've got more than barely enough starters now. I think you've got guys you can throw out there. I think you've got ideas, ways to try and beat the other team in a way that I don't think Tito had in 2016. Tito had Kluber, Miller, and Allen, and then, all right, this is a spot from Ryan Merritt. All right, this is a spot from Josh Tomlin. But that was it. It was three guys in a smattering of other people. I think you have so many more options going into this ALDS, going into this postseason. 216-474-0092. What does this postseason mean for Jose Ramirez? There's another way to look at it. He's already close. I think this kicks it into overdrive. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. Of the ALD or the wild card round series between the Tigers and the Astros. Now the series is over because the Astros, part of me just wants to say the Astros no-showed. Is that just me being a finicky little bee?
No, I don't think the Astros no-showed. I think A.J. Hinch and his staff did a really, really good job with lining everything up, timely hitting. But there was a stat that popped up earlier that the Astros had lost 4 home games in a row postseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Because you went with the younger guy, Hunter Brown, today, who actually pitched well, it meant you were going to have to get into the bullpen earlier. And the Astros bullpen is where you get hurt. So I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, game one was a little different, but game two, you saw once they got into the Astros bullpen, even with Josh Hader, that's where the game kind of got blown open there. And so we did throw this out there. And Nick Wilson says, and then you can find me on TikTok, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, almost anywhere. IRS, at Nick Wilson says. I'm sure they have some sort of social media thing. With that being said, I threw this out there. After watching the Tigers sweep the Astros, are you still confident that the Guardians will win this series? About 100 votes in, 74.7% of people saying yes, they are. And which is funny because RIP Johnny Hockey saying, anyone confident is on crack. Can they win? Sure. But I'm not confident at all. That might have more to do with like general cynicism than it does to do with the Tigers. It just seems like Johnny's working through some confidence issues there. I mean, I'm still confident, but for me, it's about withstanding the waves. With the Tigers, they're such a momentum team that it's just important that when they do something well, that you don't fall apart. And I think the longer the series goes, unless you just sweep their ass, the longer the series goes, if they're having success, but you can just eke out wins, the more likely you are to get to the ALDS. I think a short series favors them, or ALCS. The short series favors them, a longer series favors you.
So looking back last year, Arizona Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers, both playing in the wild card, both sustaining success and carrying that on deep into the playoffs. And I think when we look at it right now, the Tigers, one of the hottest teams in baseball in September. They've found their way somehow to get into the playoffs. They just beat up on, you know, the division winner and the Astros, and now they come to Cleveland on Saturday. So when I look at this series matchup now moving forward, the Guardians have to take game one. They have to get that momentum on their side immediately.
Keep home field advantage.
Keep home field advantage. And I'm not saying it's a must win, but they have to protect that home field advantage, because if when they go to Detroit in game three, it's going to be mayhem.
It's also stealing one from Scooble. What, if this thing does go five, you got to steal at least one from Scooble. And the earlier you get it, the more pressure-free you can play. I do like the idea of, you know, and here's the thing. I think it's totally fine to say must win, because I think what people forget about hottest team in baseball, that's the Tigers, that's fine. How do you react when you lose? And it's so much more magnified in the playoffs. So if you can say, all right, the first match here in this chess match is I'm going to take one from you, seeing how Detroit responds to that. Because I think people assume, well, but they've lost. No. They've lost regular season games. That is not the same thing as when you get punched in the mouth in the playoffs, how do you react?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, when you're in the playoffs, I feel like I look at it this way. Every game is a must win, or it's magnified even more because of the short series. The Guards, they have the luxury, though, of playing at home. And I'm going to go back to that. When you go and you dominate the league like they did this year, and it wasn't expected. They weren't expected to win this many games this year, but they went out, they dominated, and they pieced it together midway through the season into August. You know, so after the All-Star weekend, they were able to find a way to get over that hump when they could have easily teetered it and gone the other direction. The Tigers now, on the other hand, they have veteran leadership in the clubhouse. They have a manager that's been there and done that. That's going to attest to something. But you also have a young playoff team that hasn't proven themselves at all.
So when we're talking about this, you know, we're just talking about, like, what does this postseason mean for Hosey? Man, if he goes off on a Rosarena-type run, and I do think it's important that you win the World Series. I really do, because I think in a town like Cleveland, listen, in New York, Derek Jeter should not have gotten every credit for every World Series, because he played on the evil empire. He played with, you know, several highest paid players in baseball. So the idea that that guy was somehow the straw that stirred the drink, when you're playing with Giambis and Teixeiras and Sabathias and Cones and Clemens and all those great players, Wade Boggs, is disingenuous, to say the least. In Cleveland, it's not. Hosey will get, if he goes off on a Rosarena tear and you win the World Series, all those aura points, as the kids say, been saying that a lot, go to Hosey. And I think that has real things about how people view him outside of Cleveland. I think it's a thing that can wake everybody up to. This is one of the best third basemen in the last 40 years in baseball. He's a face of baseball. And I also think it could be the thing that catapults him into the Hall of Fame, because I think he's on the cusp now. You look at a lot of his periphery numbers. You look at a lot of his straight-up numbers. He's building that case. But now all of a sudden, you're the guy that snaps the streak 76 years in, you know, Cleveland without a World Series title, and you're the face of it, and you're Mr. Six War damn near every year. That's the kind of stuff that all of a sudden it's open and shut. That man's a Hall of Famer.
Well, the huge part about for Jose Ramirez is being on a national stage every day now. You know, when you're in the regular season, you're not on a national stage. You're in regional coverage, so not everybody gets to see you. Now, you're the only playoff game going on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody across the country is going to be able to see what you're capable of doing. That's going to be huge for Jose Ramirez and the rest of the guards to be able to encompass that.
Well, it's not just the fans. Baseball writers do not pay attention to the game the same way. They just don't have to. They don't travel with the teams as much as they did 50 years ago. There's so many things that lead to this, but they're the people that put you in the Hall of Fame.
No, you're right there. And you know, for the staff to be able to come here, for the media press to be able to come to these games is going to be huge for Jose Ramirez because he needs it. You know, in the worst way, you look at a player that you love, that you love that he's the face of the franchise right now, and that he sticks his head down, he goes about his business, he's not vocal, he's not showboat, he's not fly or anything like that. He just goes every day as a regular player, and that's what I love about him the most.
I love that he completely speaks perfectly fine English. And insists,
so you say.
And insists on a translator so he has to do less interviews.
It's great. I love it.
I think that's here, – because here's the thing. That's another thing that I do think kept Jose in Cleveland is other organizations are going to be like, dude, go talk to the media. I think the Guardians have always been a little bit more protective of their players, almost to an annoyance for me, quite frankly, because I'd love to get Kwan on for a regular. I'd love to get Naylor on for a regular. Either Naylor. I'd love to get Hosey on. But I do think it's allowed him to just be about ball. And I think that helps him be the best version of himself, which, again, is why I think he's still here. Alex on Twitter saying, the true Cleveland redemption path is this. Detroit, longest rival. New York, biggest rival. L.A., defeat Thanos to end the drought. We're a little far. Okay, that is one of the all spite ways of going to win a World Series. I'm just focused on Detroit right now. I like where your head's at, Alex. Daryl Ryder, next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.